Your taxes hold the key. Employers, your annual return S02 becomes due on Friday, March 31, 2017. The return, which must be filed online using the tax portal jamaicatax.gov.jm, can only be done once you and or your agents are registered to do so. All forms must be properly completed to include the TRN and NIS of employees listed. Incomplete returns will not be accepted. TAJ continues to provide guidance to you and or your agents on the registration and filing process of the S02. This is being facilitated through the Continued Special Taxpayer Assistance Program, STAP, available at several locations islandwide and through the Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. That's 1-888-829-4357. This has been Your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we continue to take a look at some of the benefits under the National Insurance Scheme, NIS. All persons aged 18 to 70 years who are gainfully occupied in insurable employment are required to register with the NIS. A number of benefits are made available under the NIS and are paid in the form of a pension or grant. One of these is a special child's benefit. A special child's benefit may be claimed by any adult caring for a child under 18 years whose mother is dead and was a contributor to the NIS and whose father is dead or cannot be identified. The benefit may also be payable if the whereabouts of the father is unknown. The mother's contribution is used to determine qualification for this benefit.
In order for that benefit to be awarded, when we look at the contributions of the mother, we compute it as if the mother at the point of death would be qualified for a retirement pension. So again, there are contribution requirements, and it's paid only for children younger than 18 and up to the age of 18.
Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus. A special child's benefit is payable from the date of death of the mother to the child's 18th birthday. The mother of the child must have paid a minimum of 156 weekly contributions, with an annual average of 13 contributions. A grant is payable if the minimum contribution for a pension was not satisfied, but at least 52 weekly contributions were made by the mother. The child must also have been living with and supported mainly by the mother. Mrs. Magnus says the benefit stops at 18, as that is the age a person can legally begin to work.
So the guardian applies, and in terms of the guardian now, let's say the child is living with an older sibling, such as a brother, then the brother can be paid the benefit as the guardian of the child. If, however, let's say it is a brother or an uncle and the person that they're married, the benefit is paid to the female.
Director of the NIS, Portia Magnus. Applications for a special child's benefit must be accompanied by the birth certificate of each child under 18 years, the death certificate or medical certificate showing the cause of death of the mother, and any pension order book belonging to the mother at the time of her death if she was in receipt of an NIS pension. Other required documents include the NIS registration card, pink card, for the deceased mother, and NIS registration card, pink card, for the applicant. For more information and to access forms, visit mlss.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
See ya, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
Yo,
slow today.
Tap your knives. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.